Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow.
Hey guys, this is the Score Keepers again with Trace and Hunter. And we'll be telling you some more scores. So we weren't here last week, and we're going to be telling you some scores from that week.
The Packers against the Lions. The Packers came out on top because they've been a good team this year, 27-23.
I can't believe the Jets came over 23-20 against the Giants. In overtime, the Jets won 23-20 against the New York Giants.
The Texans have not been a very good team this year, and the Bills haven't either. But the Bills did come out on top, 30-21.
The Dolphins versus the Ravens. I knew the Ravens weren't going to win that game. So the Dolphins came over 15-13.
The next score we have for you is the Bengals versus the Browns. The Browns are not a very good team with Johnny Manziel this year, and the Bengals beat them 37-3.
The Jaguars versus the Titans. I think Marcus Mariota's been doing pretty good this year, and the Jaguars, they're okay, but the Titans won 42-39.
San Francisco 49ers have been all right this year, and the Bears haven't been very good, but the 49ers did come out on top 26-20.
Seattle Seahawks, they've been doing good since they beat the Steelers this year. So they beat the Vikings bad. They won 38-7.
The Buccaneers and the Falcons. The Falcons have not been very good at all. The Buccaneers have been all right, and they did win 23-19.
The Arizona Cardinals versus the Rams. I thought the Rams were doing good because they have Todd Gurley, but I think Larry Fitzgerald's been doing pretty good this year. So the Cardinals won 27-3.
The Chiefs versus the Raiders. The Raiders have not been a very good team this year, and the Chiefs have been all right. The Chiefs did win 34-20.
The Broncos have actually been doing pretty good until they lost against the Patriots. So the Broncos won 17-3 against the Chargers.
The Panthers versus the Saints. The Saints were sticking with the Panthers very good. They about went into overtime, but Cam Newton threw the ball downfield, and a guy jumped up and caught it above of three defenders and scored a touchdown for them, and they won 41-38.
So the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't think they've been doing pretty too good this year, and the Patriots have they've been okay, but the Eagles win 35-28.
The Colts and the Steelers. The Steelers have been pretty good with Derek McFadden, and they beat the Colts 45-10.
The Cowboys versus the Redskins. I haven't heard about the Redskins being too hot this year. But the Cowboys won by a field goal, 16-19. So, guys, if you want to watch some NFL football on the TV this weekend on Christmas break, you can watch some of these games. I'm just going to hand it over to Trace now.
We have the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. We have the Carolina Panthers and the New York Giants, Chicago and Minnesota, Atlanta and Jacksonville.
And the Houston Texans versus the Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee versus New England, and Kansas City versus Baltimore,
Buffalo versus Washington, Cleveland versus Seattle. We have Green Bay versus Oakland,
Denver versus Pittsburgh, Miami versus the Chargers.
We have Cincinnati and San Francisco, Arizona and Philadelphia, Detroit and New Orleans, and the Buccaneers and the Rams have already played, and the Rams came out 31-23.
So, guys, if you want to buy this app on your phone, you can get NFL Mobile, and that's all for today.
We hope you liked this episode of Scorekeepers, and we will end with some Christmas music.